Ow, now, brown cow.
me. All right. Welcome to the ROTFL podcast. I'm your host, Joshua Dark. And you know what? I usually have a nice little rhyme that goes with this, but I didn't think of anything this morning, so my bad. But with me, as always, is our other host, Killa Puke.
What's happening,
buddy?
Good,
how
good.
You,
fair to Midland,
doing, man. Are the? I don't like it when you say that.
I like fair to Midland, man. That's gonna be my new catchphrase. I'm gonna make t-shirts.
I'm more partial to hale and hearty, but you know, whatever fucking gets you off at the end of the day,
right?
So we do have our creative juices flowing. We're actually being a step ahead of the game today. Our fucking 15 listeners will ever know that.
Yeah, but they're not going to know any difference.
We're being proactive. I just want you guys to know that because we're making sure we have content for you. Content motherfucking galore. All right. And also, I'll be putting in the notes that I've never have done because I'm not the brightest guy in the world. Where you can reach us at. Not that you fucking sons of bitches will ever do it, but it'll be nice.
It'll take 2 seconds.
Dude, send us a fucking email, bro. You know?
Let go of your fucking cocks and fucking get on your computer and fucking, you know, type a couple fucking, talk shit.
Dude, all them bitches on Tinder that are fucking spamming the shit out of your email, dude, and you keep responding and clicking and getting fucking screwed for, you know, people scamming you in Nigeria for your credit card information. Dude, we're not going to do that. If you want to send us your social security information and your mother's maiden name and probably the last 10 addresses you lived at.
First pet's name, too.
Shoot it. Your nickname when you were a child. Do all that, you know? We could use the information. We'll put it to good use. But, send us an email, dude. Send us a fucking comment. Fuck. You guys are fucking lazier than us, and that's fucking sad.
Yeah. Oh, so I caught a little bit of heat on the last thing when I talking about the fucking the coronas. I caught a little bit of heat on that one. And again, for the probably 20th time, because we probably say it like 3 times an episode, we're just here to make be funny and make people laugh. And so I guess you know, one of the equations of comedy is
offending, you know, somebody.
No, tragedy plus time, you know, but I guess I just
there
hasn't been enough time. Yeah.
No.
Tragedy,
you know,
plus time.
They say that. They say that, right?
Right.
But where's the equation? Show me what the level of tragedy is. Like, where's the level of, okay, this is a 7.
And how much time elapsed until you can start making fun of it?
This is a 7.5 tragic event. And therefore, it needs X amount of days to joke
make
about
fun of it. Yeah.
Okay. So when is the right time to make fun of it?
When's the time's up? Yeah. I like to be ahead of it.
And guess what? The guy who does make fun of it first is the fucking
well,
not necessarily, but he's always the guy that has mass followers and people love him because he's a fucking comedic genius because he was ahead of the curve, you know? Right. That's the guy that breaks the rules, the guy who just follows suit, the people who just follow suit, bro, and try to make people laugh after our people have already joked about it. It's like, oh, I've heard that before.
Right.
It's not funny. So what the fuck is it then, dude? Listen, you sons of bitches out there who complain about everything because you guys hate your fucking lives so very much and you can't stand your fucking kids and your family is driving you nuts. All you fucking people out there who haven't realized as adult men and women that other people have opinions and other people have different belief systems and ways of thinking, and not everybody thinks
the same. And coping
with
shit.
Dude, how boring would this world fucking be if everyone thought the exact same thing? I can't stand my fucking self. Imagine if there was a fucking world full of me. Oh, no. I'd fucking kill myself. And so would everyone else. Cause obviously if I was going to kill myself, so would every other Josh in the world. So don't fucking be an asshole. People have opinions And you know what? We're just trying to be funny. That's it. We're not some hard-hitting political pundits with fucking breaking news that have a massive following that you need to come and be like, oh my God, they're fucking trying to sway the pop, you know, the population and fucking break the status quo. Hey, that would be nice, but come on, dude. I mean, we only got 15 fucking listeners, so we'll find you whoever's running their fucking mouth. It's only a fucking matter of elimination, dude. You know, like I'll find your ass, dude. It's not like I got to fucking filter through a bunch of shit. So stop fucking crying. You know, yeah. People die of AIDS every year and all these other things. And we make fun of that. What's the difference? What the right. fuck is people die every day, dude?
Every day.
What's the
every
difference? Day. If we can get you a laugh out of that and make your day just a little better, because you're going to die. Yeah, you guy who I'm trying to make laugh, and lady, you're going to die. And I'm sorry, and that's depressing. But guess what? Let's make you laugh right now so you can enjoy your day and be in the moment.
Well, and I've always said, anyways, I've always said that if I'm in a room full of people, like say if I'm in a room that has 10 people in it, and I can have 5 people just red-faced and pissed off and mad as fuck, and I can have the other 5 people laughing their fucking ass off. It's like having a fucking wet dream for me. It's like when that happens with me, like when I can have half the people fucking super pissed and then half the people cracking up. It's just, I love
okay.
that. It's awesome.
I get it, dude. I go to therapy, right? And I go to group therapy with a couple days a week, and I have the whole room fucking on the floor laughing and the counselor, okay? But there's this one lady who gets so fucking mad at everything I say. And mind you, mind you, we're in a drug and alcohol fucking class, okay? So this lady was probably, you know, just last week she was fucking sniffing bicycle seats for Walmart receipts. I mean, you know, so she can fucking hustle them at Walmart and fucking, you know, maybe right. get some money on her car so she can buy something to sell to her Dope Connect. Or she now was hooking on Florida.
Now she's
Avenue.
Got 6 days under her belt and she's all better than everybody.
Yeah, she's like, your humor is so, you're such a child. I'm like, that's funny. I'm fucking 38 years old. I didn't realize I was still a child, but thank you for the fucking compliment. And it's funny that you're upset because everyone else loves my humor. So I think this is, if you get upset about things we say, it's because you identify with it and you fucking, if you spot it, you got it, dude.
If you can't laugh at shit, you need to take a deep inward look, not an outward look at people that are fucking funny.
It's your shit. Yeah. Right, it's your exactly. own problems. Yeah, it's your own fucking insecurities and self-esteem issues if you don't have a sense of humor. And I'm fucking sorry about it, dude. And not saying that all people who don't have a sense of humor are like that, because some people are just well-rounded and they don't have a sense of humor and they're perfectly happy with the way you are. And that's fine. But all you fucks who complain about shit because you ain't got a fucking life, go fuck yourself. And and by the way, you saying that you get super happy or you felt like you've done your job if you got 5 people, pissed off.
I like to have more people laughing than pissed off. Don't get me wrong.
Well, that would
like, it's better. It'd be like, you know, I have like 8 people laughing and 2 pissed off, but you know, same thing.
You say you're doing your job. I just want to know who the fuck is paying you to do that shit. But, you know,
it's a self satisfaction thing, you know,
gratifying.
Right.
I guess that's why we do everything we do.
Right.
Well, for the most part. Yeah. So, man, quit complaining, dude. Dear God. I guess I'm complaining right now about people who are complaining. So,
I had it wrong in our last cast. I had it wrong. It's Virginia and Kentucky, dude. We have like a decent amount of followers there, dude. In Kentucky and Virginia. So I just want to give a quick shout out to all you guys, all you Kentuckians and Virginians. And like we said before, shoot us a fucking email, whatever, you know, like fucking like
shoot us a dick pic,
share with your friends. Yeah.
And we got listeners up in Alaska. Now, I didn't even know that, I always picture Alaska as some like third world country who doesn't have, any, internet access. I'm impressed.
Up there.
I'm impressed. I mean, you guys are out there winding your generators with a fucking little satellite you guys built out of fucking tin cans and shit and fucking listening to us. You guys are fucking dedicated. I mean, I guess there's some cities up there. So yeah. Shout out to the only city up in Alaska, which is Juneau, I think. And keep listening, man. I know you guys are bored up there. It looks boring up there. I mean, I'd be fishing every fucking day, but I'm afraid of grizzly bears. So let's not fucking...
Right.
I'd like to see it, but dude, keep listening, dude. You guys are awesome.
Right, right. All right. Oh, before we get started,
we're already like and subscribe.
Like and subscribe. All right, moving on.
And I wonder where they like and subscribe, because I don't even know any of this information. But I'm sure whatever listening platform they're on has the ability to do this shit, and you guys are lazy as fuck if you guys don't. And whatever.
Share with your friends.
Dude, put it on your feeds, dude. I know all you fucks are addicted to social media, so just put it on there. I mean, who cares? You know, maybe one of your fucking friends will listen to it or something. I don't know.
Right.
But comedy is definitely a dangerous thing. If you're not offending somebody, then it's not funny.
Right.
Exactly. Comedy is at the expense of a person, place, or thing.
Right.
And it's funnier if it's at the expense of a person, honestly. So we try to make fun of ourselves, but we're going to make fun of other people too, because, you know, we run out of material fast and we're lazy.
Yeah. You can only make something funny yourself so much.
Exactly.
I'll do that right now.
All right.
Did I tell you I broke up my fucking girlfriend?
I heard it through the wire.
Yeah. So, it's a pretty funny story. All right. So,
you stuck your dick in another chick.
No, not this time. I didn't do that this time.
Really?
Yeah. I was actually, on the level.
Faithful?
I was for, you know.
Dude, like, that is some, I want to say progress, but I really don't believe you. But
no, yeah, I swear
we'll
to God,
say it is.
I swear to God, and you know, it's funny because, like, you know, even my mom calls me a man whore, but
walks like a duck, talks like a duck.
But you know, so anyways, moving on. So we're on lockdown. You know, I'm only working a couple days a week. So she's like, you should get a dog. Let's get a dog. You should get a dog. You should get a dog. I'm like, no, I don't want a fucking dog. I want a fucking dog. So anyways.
What type of dog was she pushing on you?
Okay. So
a big dog or a small dog?
No, well, I didn't want a dog, period, because.
I hear you. But what? It's just extra stress all the way around.
Right. Right.
So what? She didn't like stipulate like what type of dog she really wanted.
Okay. So she already had a dog, a boxer, and she wanted to get another boxer. Right.
Oh, fuck me.
And so I was like, you want me to get a dog. So I don't want a boxer. I want to get my dog. So if I'm going to get a dog, then after about a month, I fucking got on board, you know, with getting a fucking dog. But then she started showing me pictures of what she wanted. And I'm like, I don't want this is my dog, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm going to get a fucking dog. So I got a bitching ass fucking dog. He's half pit, half
Chihuahua,
half pit, half husky. He's got fucking blue eyes, bitching dog. Anyways, and he's smart as fuck. So he's a puppy, you know, because I don't want to get a dog. I want to get a puppy. That way I can fucking raise him up and shit. So,
And as soon as he's done being a puppy, you can just fucking go drop him off in a field somewhere. That's how I like them, just to stay as puppies. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't like big dogs after that,
you know, after about two, you know, you get sick of them and you just fucking take them up to fucking the mountains and have them chase some rabbits while you take off. But, and let them, you know, free range.
Yeah.
PETA, excuse me. No, I wouldn't do that. Anyways. So,
I mean, at least eat them. But, I mean, I've had some good dog tacos, and I ain't even bullshitting. They're fucking delicious.
I would try it.
I have tried it, and I'm not against it.
Dude, off topic, did you read about the dude that got into a motorcycle accident and they had to fucking amputate his foot? And so he fucking made the doctors, because it's his foot, you know? So he made the doctors give him his foot, and him and his buddy made tacos out of him and ate his foot.
No fucking way.
Yeah, I would try it. You mean, why not?
Trichinosis, for one. I wouldn't want to. Well, I just, no. Okay, so your girlfriend.
Okay, yeah, moving on. So So, you know,
I mean, if you're so hungry, if you're so hungry to eat a human, dude, why don't you just go eat a dick?
No. You're all day, folks. You're all day.
All right.
All right. So, you know, he's a puppy. Puppies fucking shoot, like they like to.
Yeah.
They don't have hands, dude. They use everything. They use their mouth for everything. So, like, you know, I'm training them. I broke them up a few bad habits, but, you know, it put a lot of extra stress on the relationship. So, like, she pretty much said, after, you know, I got the fucking puppy and I fucking, you know, fell in love with this fucking dog. Didn't have love with the dog. Just, you know,
fell feelings,
not just emotionally, not physically.
Not sexually. Oh, right. Okay.
And so she pretty much was like, you know, you need to get rid of the dog. And I'm like, I'm not getting rid of that fucking dog.
Are you fucking joking me? Is this really how it went down? She talked you into getting a dog. Yeah. And when you didn't get the dog that she wanted you to get, now she's fucking hating, getting jealous over the dog.
Right. Because, and then there was even one time, right? Like he was doing something cute and I was like looking at him and she was all, I wish you would look at me like you look at your stupid dog. You're so gay for your dog.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I swear to God.
She said, you wish. Okay, let me just fucking recap this. She said, I wish you would look at me like you look at the dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
So she wanted you to treat her like a dog. Okay. Some women are into that, I guess. I mean, obviously. This is serious, bro. And you know what baffles me is how long were you with this girl?
No, on and off for about a year.
On and off for about a year.
More on than off.
And her emotional instability just surfaced with this dog, or you didn't have any telltale signs?
No, there was a few red flags. You know, there were a few red flags, jealousy issues and all that stuff. But a wise man once told me, and this is when I was younger and I've remembered it ever since, you know, and you always listen to the wise man, dude, because if you don't listen to the wise man, then you're fucking retarded. So a wise man once told me, if you come across a situation and you have to choose between your dog and your girl, you always choose the dog. Always.
Okay.
So we're pretty much broke up.
Did they explain why you would choose the dog over the girl? It's because the dog's loyal and will be with you for a decade plus, and the girl's a roll of the dice.
Right.
And also, a dog is good eating, especially puppies.
If need be,
a puppy is like the veal of the canine kingdom. You know.
Right.
That is crazy that is why you broke up. That is quite possibly the stupidest thing I've ever heard as a breakup story.
Well,
I can understand. I can understand if you were fucking your dog and she was like, "Hey, I wish you would fuck me like that. I wish you would fuck me like you fuck your puppy." Yeah,
made her watch.
I get it. It's like I get some jealousy issues on that, you know, because a puppy's super tight, you know, and it's hard to compare. You know what I'm saying?
So, moving on to my next thing. All right, so now you know. I got a puppy and now I'm single. So, okay. When I first got out of prison, I've already tried this once before. All right.
So now you're actually like really starting to dig the puppy.
Yeah. Yeah. He's looking good.
You're alone and you're like, fuck, maybe she was right. Maybe I'm into this dog.
Okay. So when I first got out of prison, I'm clean and sober. So, and all the women from my history, from my past, are all fucking scumbag drug addicts and shit. So
they're all over it.
Right. So I really couldn't call them up and be like, yo, what's up? You know, and I'm out of prison, you know, cause I didn't want to hang out with, you know, socialize with those kinds of people. So I did the fucking stupid thing on Plenty of Fish and it was fucking retarded. So after about a month, I stopped. So now that I'm single, right, I went on a fucking, another fucking dating site.
How's that gonorrhea working out for you?
You know, that's cleared right up. You know,
it should be called plenty of STDs is what it should be called. But yeah, carry on.
So I'm on that fucking stupid dating site, right? So okay, the first one, first catfish, catfish twice in a row. All right.
Hell
first
yeah.
Catfish, right? So she was, you know, we're talking.
How did you know the, how did you know the catfish was a she? Can you like check the sex on a fish like that? I mean, I've never seen a penis or a pussy on a fish.
So I don't know. Where does that fucking saying come from? Why do they call it catfish? I don't get it.
I have no idea why they call it catfishing, but okay. So it was an imposter. Okay.
No, not necessarily an imposter. All right. So the first one, she was, you know, we're talking back and forth and she was cute. She was a little bit chubby, you know, but I don't mind chubby, no, you know, Chubby's I don't mind chubby
get,
at all.
Chubby's my get down.
All right. Chubby is perfectly fine, you know? And she was really cute. Right. So we're talking back and forth, like, what's up? So finally, after fucking chalking it up, fucking, you know, we're going to go grab a bite, you know, get some coffee, grab a bite, whatever. So,
a bite of puppy.
Ladies.
Gotcha.
Ladies out there. All right. Just please don't do this. So when we show up to meet, she wasn't kind of chubby. She was already kind of chubby in the pictures, but when
so it was
met,
an old pic. It was an old pic.
Clearly,
it was caught before the drastic fucking transition.
She must have been, because like this is, you know, a couple months into the fucking COVID, so she must have been living in her fucking refrigerator, dude, because she was like literally like 150 fucking pounds heavier than she already was. Like she was a big girl, you know, and you know. Life decisions, whatever, to each their own. I'm not going to judge, but
you still hit it.
No, I couldn't do it. But I'm not a total dick. So like, you know, we talked and fucking ate and sipped some coffee. And then I'm like, all right, I gotta go.
But and she's like, what the fuck? Like we're here to fuck, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. She was, she was definitely was, but, yeah, next time, if don't lie and send real pictures, and maybe you'll have a chance. But
well, at least it wasn't a dude, bro. I mean, that happens all the time.
Yeah. So my second one. So now my flags are already raised, right? Now nice. My flags are up, right? So now when
green flags, let go, or like
no red flags, like fucking
yellow flags, like
let's,
caution.
Let's think this fucking through, you know? So, yeah. So this one, like, so I'm talking to this other chick, right? And the pictures, right, are fucking, like, they're not like selfies and shit like that. They're like model quality fucking pictures, right?
Hell yeah.
So gorgeous, gorgeous. So
gorgeous
right off,
chick.
Right. Like bad. Like
nice.
10. So right off the bat, I'm like, I don't think this is you. Right?
Yeah.
And
if you're that smoking hot, what the fuck are you doing?
Are you doing on a dating site? Number one.
That's my first question. Yeah.
Exactly. Mine too. And so and she's like, oh, why not? Blah, 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 blah. And so I'm like, all right, check it out. Send me a fucking selfie, blah, blah, or send me, you know, let's FaceTime, right? And it was always like some kind of excuse, like why we couldn't FaceTime. I don't have my makeup on. I got to go to work, blah, blah, blah. So, after a few days of this, I'm already decided that that's whoever I'm talking to isn't the person in the pictures. Like, and then she sends me pictures of like the same pictures that she's already sent. Anyways, so so make a long story even longer.
Yes,
we're talking. We finally fucking FaceTime, and when we FaceTime, she's like the camera. Her camera is like fucking, you know, pointing at the fucking ceiling and pointing at her body and shit. And then poof, like it's pointing at her body. I'm like, oh, I knew it wasn't you. The pictures you sent me didn't have tattoos and you got tattoos. And so like, so I'm like, and after we FaceTime, like, you know, I heard her voice and I'm like, you know what? You're a fucking dude, aren't you?
No.
Swear to God. So I pulled its covers and it was a fucking, and then like I'm like, all right, we're not talking no more, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, ha ha ha, I'm a tranny, ha ha ha, you know. And what I don't get is there's got to be like tranny fucking dating sites, you know?
No, like, but that's not the get down though. There's nothing good about that. They don't necessarily want to be with another tranny. They want to pull a straight dude, bro.
Yeah, well, it's just fucking
that is such a bonus.
So weird.
That is such a bonus for them. if they're hot enough to pull a straight dude. You see what I'm saying? Like that's what's gratifying. They're like, fuck, I am such a good looking woman that, you know, I can pull a straight dude. That's the fucking goal, bro.
Well, I'm just saying I'm glad the first one happened to put my fucking red flags up, because if I would have went down there to fucking meet up thinking that it's going to be some fucking model ass fucking chick and it winds up being a fucking dude,
you would have sucked would probably the fuck go, out of his dick, huh?
Oh, you know it. Wait, I probably would have back. What? I probably would have went back to prison after I sucked his dick.
Yeah. I hear you, bro. Those things are dangerous, and I don't trust any of them. But yeah. I'll tell you what. You know what? I'm not even going to go into this because this would probably be frowned upon by people that care about me and might possibly listen to this.
It might possibly lessen their opinion of you.
Well,
trust me, it's not going to happen.
Right? Yeah, you are right. So what I do recommend straight up is, okay, I totally get what you're saying about the fucking, dude, quit sending fake pics and also quit fucking using apps and Photoshop to make your eyes super big and put the little ears and fucking stupid nose on your face, because it's not you. You're not a fucking rabbit and you don't look like that. And it's so fucking weird that they do that, because it looks fake as fuck. And look, just shoot what you look like straight up.
Be comfortable with who the fuck you are, period.
Look, just shoot what, because guess what? If you land something like that, and chances are you might not if you're fucking hideous, and I'm sorry, but, you know, you might be more hard-pressed to find someone, but you will find someone, because guess what, ugly chicks? There are fucking ugly dudes out there too, and you guys both need to get laid at some point. So don't give up hope. Post your regular picture, because you might get lucky, you know?
Just
people are attracted to weird shit, dude. People all over the board, hot, not hot, are attracted to everything across the spectrum, dude. Right. So just shoot how you look and save yourself some grief, you know? Because I don't know how many times you succeeded putting up some fake ass picture of yourself that looks, you know, halfway decent, and then you show up and it worked out for you. If it has worked out for you doing this, using these apps and Photoshopping yourself, if this has worked out for you, please email us and let us know. Tell us about your experience. Hit us up at rotfl@gmail.
Wait, podcast.
rotflpodcast@gmail.com. I will put the email down in the notes. And we'll talk about it. Let us know what your method is to get this done. How do you explain it away? You know, how do you show up and be like, oh yeah, whatever. You know, it's very upsetting to show up and the person you were trying to connect with sexually or otherwise is not the person
who they said they are. Like, and that's the thing too, because that's like the first lie. Like, that's a fucking lie.
That's the beginning of a treacherous fucking downfall. Right.
How are you going to be able to trust somebody if they fucking lied before you even met them? Like, I don't know. So that's for, you know, any tips for you girls out there. For dudes, okay, for dudes going along the same lines, I swear, it's like every fucking day, like on my Facebook thing, because I got a bunch of chicks on there, and it's like, every fucking day there's a chick saying, oh, I got another fucking dick pic. Like, okay, so all you dudes out there.
For real?
Yeah, dude, all the time.
You must have a plethora of more chicks than I do on my Facebook, or some weird quality of chicks that I have no demographic. No,
okay, because
I'm telling you, I've never seen a chick say that on my Facebook. So
really? That's true. Okay, so a couple times that I was single, right? I was just fucking.
Sending dick pics.
No, I was bored. Oh. I've sent dick pics, never unsolicited dick pics. Okay, so there's a difference.
Right,
there is a difference. If I'm asked for a dick pic,
you're shooting it.
You know why not? You know, if you want to see my wiener, you know, I'm not. I'm kind of.
If you're asking to see the dick pic, then you're shooting the dick pic.
Right. I, I'm 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 proud of it.
You're not just like, hey, good morning. Boom. Dick pic.
Yeah, dick pic. Like, no. Right. So that's the thing. Like, and then also all you fucking dudes up there flooding the market with all these fucking dick pics. Like, I have a fucking very fucking handsome fucking wiener. Like, I could be making money off that fucking thing. Like, you
probably.
And, but the market's so fucking flooded with all these fucking dudes, like fucking just shooting their fucking dick pics off a lottie fucking da. Like, come on, man. And
they're,
then here's
they're bringing down the market value with the number of dick pics that's
period.
Out there.
Period. The market.
So now your penis can't be appreciated. Like
exactly. Exactly. So
I get it. Well, I don't get it, because the only time I would have my penis like looked at and admired if I was in some type of freak show, you know, like, oh my God, is that a dick, you know, or is that just a big clit, you know, or a small clit, honestly. Like I've said before, and I'll say it again, my penis is just an over-glorified clitoris, and I'm a butch lesbian trapped in a man's body.
And I respect that, you know?
That's what I identify with.
Yeah, just like I identify as a strong black man. But, you know, that's the thing, dude. Like, how can you identify as another gender, but you can't identify?
No, we're not. We're not retouching. Okay, right.
Okay. So off subject. So anyway,
we always circle back around to this. I feel like, hey, you know what's
fucked up? I think it's a good joke, man. It's a good joke. So
it's not a joke at all. Let me tell you, I feel like I'm always trying to rein you in. Right. And that's fine. Right. No, look, at this is fine, because it kind of makes it a little edgy. But as soon as I rein you in, you've already pumped me up to where you wound me up and pulled my string. And then I end up going off and you don't stop me at all.
Not at all. I let you go.
I know that's not good, bro.
All right. I'll try to rein you in. Well, hey, I reined you in last time when I was like, hey, bro, come on. This isn't a therapy session. Let's move on.
That was the end of the episode, fool.
All right. So, oh, and another thing about fucking dick pics, man. Okay, so I have a serious and honest question for our listeners, especially those that have sent unsolicited dick pics for who uh-huh. knows why. Okay, so have you ever been laid, like, after sending a dick pic? Like have you ever just like, hey, what's up, chick? Here's my dick. Like, boom. And then she ever was like, oh, what's your number? Yeah. I want to fucking suck that fucking thing off your body. Like, has that ever happened, ever in life, ever once? So just throwing that out there. If it never happens, then why do it?
I know why they do it. It's called voyeurism. You know, or what's like when people like them weird, you know, subway flashers with the trench coats on. Like, I think they get off sending dick pics, unsolicited dick pics to people, because it's the same as public indecency. It's the same as flashing somebody, bro. It's a sex crime to send an unsolicited dick pic, wouldn't you think?
Right. You would think so. Like,
well, I mean, you can't just go to to some random chick at Walmart and be like, hey
boom, look at my dick.
Here's my dick. All right. Not,
so
later.
Why can you do it? Yeah, right. So,
I mean, you could.
Right, but then
you could do that.
And you could get arrested and then have to register as a sex offender. And you don't want that.
And then you don't want to live a lifestyle like that. Trust me. People are out to get your ass.
Right.
But yeah, don't send dick pics, people. Now, ladies, if you want to send an unsolicited pussy pic,
perfectly normal, perfectly healthy.
That is perfectly acceptable. And I don't want to hear about, you know, different standards and, you know, some sexual bias or something. Like, dude,
go ahead and you can send it to rotflpodcast@gmail.com.
Send all your pussy pics
and titties. Hey, we don't mind those either.
Titties, butthole, we don't care.
Yeah, like, we love all three orifices.
We promise we will not press charges.
Never.
Not ever. Ever. Ahead,
please flood our inbox.
So we can flood your inbox. Hey. No, but seriously,
ROTFL podcast@gmail.com.
I will put my phone number in the chat, and you can send them personally to my text message. But yeah, you know what? And now we're just filtering over to another, the standard talk, you know, these people have, we have different standards as male and females, and it's amazing to me. And it's pretty fucked up, honestly, because yeah, don't send dick pics to chicks, dude. What's wrong with you? But please send pussy pics to dudes. Fuck. Right. God bless you.
Right, right. That's
that goes, what's wrong? There's nothing wrong with that.
None at all. And then that goes along the same lines as like if a dude fucks a bunch of chicks, like he's like the man. But if a chick fucks a bunch of dudes, like she's a whore.
Then she's a dirty little slut whore.
Right. But,
well, we don't promote that.
We don't, not at all.
We are absolutely against that. Matter of fact,
bless dudes your little out there, hearts.
Dudes out there, don't fuck any chicks. As a matter of fact, if you do fuck a bunch of chicks, you're a straight turd, you know?
Hey,
it's more for us, dumbass. Dude, think about
it. Okay, all right.
You know what I'm saying? And chicks, if you want to fuck a bunch of dudes, God bless you, dude. More power to you. I'm all about that fucking family.
Get at us at rotflpodcast.com.
Yeah.
Gmail.com.
We'll make a fucking real holiday about you. Fuck Pirate Day or whatever the fuck we were talking about before, or Guacamole Day. Like women, lewd and lascivious women or whatever, you know, shoot you it. Know. You guys are good. And, you know, and it goes along the same lines as a male teacher who does something with one of his female students.
Horrible.
Piece of shit. Lethal injection, electric chair. Let's go old school with, you know, hanging or a firing squad or the Iron Maiden, you know, something fucking gnarly. Like
big
you
ass don't machete like they do in fucking Saudi Arabia.
You don't deserve to live.
No,
however,
not one bit.
You female smoking hot female teachers out there who are getting it on with your, your high school boys.
I love you.
God bless your fucking heart.
I love you.
Yeah, like, dude, you guys are doing a service for mankind, and you're teaching these kids the ropes. I mean, you know?
Right.
And so that's the standard we're talking about. There is a drastic difference. And I know we're joking around, for the most part, about this, but that's how it is, dude.
Right.
You know?
And you know, women want the whole equal thing. But, you know, there's just different standards and
it's a whole societal thing that is, I think, being slowly broken.
Yeah, it is.
Since women got into the workforce, it's real tough. And that's great. I don't think any different. We are different types of people of the same species, men and women. And we have different, you know, chemicals running through our body that make us act different and think different. And, you know, we need us both equally.
Yeah.
You know, actually, I would probably prefer more women than men.
Oh, but yeah.
We need you guys equally as much as you need us, hopefully. I'm proud of you guys, man.
Yeah.
Especially you little sluts.
Well, you know, the way I look at it is that women pick up the slack that men can't and vice versa, you know?
Yeah, and that's how it just should just be, and it should be accepted, you know?
Right.
And it's just, you know, let's all help each other out,
right?
Move forward.
Right.
That's it, dude. And I'm really apologize if we've offended a bunch of fucking people at this point. And if you have hate mail, send it to rotflpodcast@gmail.com.
And don't forget to like and subscribe and share with your friends, especially if you're offended.
You can go on Twitter, Joshua Dark 111 and complain, but I will be changing that Twitter handle up to something that's more easy to remember, you know, because that's kind of stupid. I'm just going to do just a general ROTFL podcast handle for people to complain at, which they never will, but you know, I'm holding hope out for this stuff. So this is all good stuff, man, and we've actually dragged this whole thing out without even touching on what we were gonna touch on.
Yeah,
and that's fine with me. We'll save that for more firepower for another episode. I just wanted to say about this catfishing thing.
Yeah,
I wasn't necessarily catfished per se. So I had this pickup on my, I think it was like, I don't even remember, dude. I want to say Facebook or something like that, dude, in the Palm Springs area, right? It was like me just got done working out, showing off my fat, buff body, right?
Right.
And I was like, yeah, like, all, you know, it's just a buff pick, dude, right? And I was just stroking my own ego at this point. But
well, you are a sexy piece of ass, man.
Well, yeah, I have actually a gluteus fucking maximus deficiency, but I got a Hank Hill ass, unfortunately, and a narrow urethra, you know, damn it, Bobby. But anyways, so this dude hits me up, bro, and he's like, bro, I appreciate you, dude. You've given me the confidence, bro, to fucking take off my shirt, bro. Right? And I'm like, okay, weirdo. Good job, dude. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so you don't even know him whatsoever at all?
No. He hits me up. He's in the Palm Springs area, bro. Oh, yellow flag already.
Yeah,
up,
right? No, that's a definite. That's
okay.
More
I don't think like that. So I don't even, yes, or a multicolored flag, but I don't think like that, right? So I'm just like, cool, bro. He's like, fuck, you know, we should fucking like work out sometime, bro. You look like you got your shit together. And I'm like, yeah, bro, who are you and shit? He's like, and that went by and he was kind of like texting me. And I was like, whatever, dude, this dude's just fucking lonely or whatever, needs a friend. I don't fucking know. But, and then he's like, hey, dude, what's up? You want to get together and fucking get busy or what, dude? Right?
Did he send you an unsolicited dick pic?
He did not send me an unsolicited dick pic. Damn it. You know, and I still have self-esteem issues from that. However, I was like, are you fucking kidding me, bro? And I went off on him, fool. I'm like, dude, why would you fucking even think that or do that? He's like, well, fuck, bro. You're just like posting your fucking, you know, your body on fucking Facebook. What's wrong with you? And I'm like, bro, what the fuck, dude? And he's like, look, bro, you ever heard of gay for pay, bro? Like, you know, gay for pay. I'll fucking pay you. And I'm like, well, how much? You know what I'm saying?
Now, what are we?
Well, I just wanted, yeah, I just wanted
to arrange how much you could get. Yeah, I get it.
I just wanted to know. It wasn't right. Like I was going to be like, oh yeah, let's go do this. He's like, $100.
That's all I'm worth.
I'm like, well, that ain't so bad, is it? I mean, how much would you pay? Like,
I don't know.
How much would you? I guess a high class hooker's up in the couple grand, huh?
Right.
$100 is just like your fucking back run the pages mill. On Craigslist.
Right, run of the mill. It's like Streetwalker.
No, like Streetwalker's like $20.
Okay,
$20. Here you
go. How do you know?
Well, I had to do some things, and I'm not proud of it. But anyway, $100. I'm like, you know, that's fair to Midland.
Right. Oh, hey, remember when we were living out of that motel?
Oh, and that hooker when we were like 16?
Yeah, we were like 16, and that hooker.
Dude, you know that hooker's still around out there, and she's like 70 years old.
Oh my God.
What was her name? Candy or something?
Looked kind of good, like, you know, back when we were like 16, but
dude, me and you your sister
paid
that hooker to get us blowjobs on our birthday.
I know.
Your sister is awesome, and I wish she would get her shit together.
I know.
I wish she would get her shit together because she's so fucking funny.
She's the coolest motherfucker.
Dude, she would be such a fucking good addition to this show because her comedy is fucking great, dude. She has great timing, and me and her can just go off, just like me and you go off.
I know.
It runs in your fucking family, unfortunately. Yep. You know, I just wish you guys all could get your shit together, but you know, one day at a time, bro.
Well, maybe we'll give that to her as an incentive to fucking get it together. We'll have her.
Yeah. So if you're out there listening, sis, go ahead and get your shit together, and you too can have fucking 15 listeners. Imagine the possibilities.
Possibilities are endless,
dude. You will never get an email about it. It will just take up your time. And you'll get to look at the analytics that say people in Kentucky and Virginia are listening to what you have to say. So if that ain't a fucking reason to get up in the morning, I don't know what the fuck is. I'm dead serious. I would love to make her a part of the show. At least as a continuous guest on it. You know,
right.
She couldn't do it all the time.
Popping.
Yeah. It would be effing amazing. Yeah. But, you know what? We're out of time, bro.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That was decent, man. That was a good show.
It was very offensive to multiple groups of people, I'm sure.
That's the That's good. There ain't nothing wrong with that.
Hey, listen, do you know what the sad part about this is?
Huh?
Is that we're really like keeping it tame, dude.
Oh, I know.
Comparatively, comparative to how we are, this is tame.
Yeah.
And that's upsetting. I think that says more about ourselves than anything else.
Well, you know, you gotta ease them into it. It's like, you know, it's like having anal sex with a chick. Like you can't just, you know, you can't
ram it in without any lube.
Right. You gotta, you know, you gotta work.
Unless you're me, then you could. If I'm lucky to get it past a butthole hair, I'm doing good. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, depending on how the size of her cheeks.
Like the chick's like, I'm like, hey, what's up? You into anal and shit? And she's like, nah, dude, that shit hurts. And then I fucking take off the drawers and she's like, oh yeah, go please. For it.
Yeah. Handle that.
Just handle it. Whatever floats your boat, dude. I'm just gonna fucking read a fucking James Patterson novel while you do this. You know?
Yeah.
Chicken soup for the soul while you fucking ream my butthole. And that's all it is me reaming it. I can't get it in farther than just that.
Popping through the rim.
That's all there is. It's just a head, you know? Yeah. It's very upsetting. All right. Yeah. That's all we got. We're done talking about penises
and buttholes. And until next time,
send your pussy pics to ROTFLpodcast@gmail.com. Do not send a dick pic. Por favor.
Yeah. Unsolicited, you know, solicited. It's fine. If they ask for it, you know,
if you ask us, hey, can we send you a dick pic? And we say, yes, shoot it. Then it has now not been unsolicited. Right. But all you chicks, feel free.
Oh no, I was just talking about in general. No, please don't send a dick pic to our OTO. No, we don't want none of that. But no, I was just talking in general about dudes sending dick pics.
Oh yeah, that too.
We already covered that. Okay, moving on.
Please solicit people before you send a dick pic. That is the philosophy of today's show.
Yeah.
All right. Later, all you fucking greedy fucks who refuse to share our shit.
Like, share, and subscribe, please.
Dude, do it. Hit us up on our Patreon page, send us some money, and we will promise you we'll get you some content. Some secret content in the future. Right. If you pay $1 to our Patreon page, feel free to send us all the dick pics you want. All right, motherfucker.
Thank you. Love
you guys over in Kentucky, Virginia.
Yeah.
Sis, get your shit together. Come on board. All right. Later. All right.
Later.